Hello, this is Joe McGee. Welcome to our podcast. Make sure that you subscribe and please share the podcast with your friends. That is the number one way you can help us reaching people with God's love and healing. We love you guys. Hope you enjoy the podcast. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Wednesday Wisdom with Joe McGee, where we go through the Bible and pick out key words. I've shared this so many times. Some 40 years ago, I was working with high school kids, and we had a class. We would just take a word out of the Bible and just find as many scriptures on as we could. You know, we've talked about excellence, abounding, sin, grace, mercy, prosperity, debt, enemies, angels. You know, there's so many things you can do. So today we're talking about the word hope. Now, man, hope is one powerful word, and there are a ton of scriptures. So we're going to kind of run through this and just kind of get an idea. Romans 15, verse 4. For whatsoever things were written before our time were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope. What's it say? Well, the scripture was written to give us hope, because faith can't work without hope. Hope is the foundation that faith's built on. So I'll give you this, Hebrews 11:1. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Faith is evidence, a substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So hope's real critical. You ever heard somebody say, well, I've lost all hope? Well, that's not good. You don't want to lose hope. You want to hold on to hope. You know, hope deferred makes the heart sick, Proverbs 13 says. Matter of fact, I'll just read that. Proverbs 13, verse 12. Hope deferred makes the heart sick, but when the desire comes, it is a tree of life. What's a tree of life? When hope comes, whoever despises the word of God shall be destroyed, but he that fears the commandment shall live. Hope deferred makes the heart sick. So you don't want to lose hope. Proverbs 10, verse 28. The hope of the righteous shall be gladness, but the expectation of the wicked shall perish. The hope of the righteous shall be gladness. What is it? Well, I'm looking for better days. I'm excited. I got hope. Romans 4, verse 18. Who against hope believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations. He's talking about Abraham. He was so old, he couldn't have kids. He's too old. His wife's too old. They passed the childbearing years. But God showed up, had an angel visit one night. Get outside your tent, look at the stars of heaven. You see those stars? Abraham said, yeah. Can you count them? He said, no. Well, that's how many seed you're going to have. That's how many kids you're going to have. That's how big your family's going to be. They took him down to the seashore by the Sea of Galilee. You see all the sand? Yes. Can you count the sand? Nope. Well, that's how many kids you're going to have. And said, okay. He said, be it unto me according to the word of God. And so against hope, believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations, to that which was spoken. Woo, that was real good. I like this. Romans 15:13. Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace, and believing that you may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Spirit. Now the God of hope fill you with all joy that you may abound in hope. I want the God of hope to fill me so much with joy and peace that I abound in hope through the power of the Holy Spirit. Woo, that's good. Ephesians 4, verse 4. There's one body, one spirit, even if you are called in one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. Woo, that's mercy. That's a lot of good stuff. I like this. Colossians 1:27. To whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of the mystery among the Gentile, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. What? The hope of glory. What do you hope for? Glory. I have the hope of glory. This is good right here. 1 Thessalonians 5:8. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet, the hope of salvation. For God has not appointed us to wrath, but obtained salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ. Put on for a helmet, the hope of salvation. What's your helmet? I think right. What do you think? I think one day I'm going to heaven. Jesus purchased me a place in heaven. I got it. It's mine. 1 Peter 1:21. 1 Peter 1:21. Who by him do believe in God, that raised him up from the dead and gave him glory, that your faith and hope might be in God. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. And I'll give you one more. There's so many. This is a really good one. 1 John 3:2. 1 John 3:2. Beloved, now we are the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him. We shall see him as he is. And every man that hath hope in him purifies himself, even as he is pure. We're going to do it. I'm going to live right. Why? Because it's right to live right. What do you got? Because I got hope. You know, the Bible says hope deferred makes the heart sick. Well, I don't want to defer my hope. I want to maintain hope. I want to have the gift of hope. I hope for all things. I'm hoping life's going to get better. I'm hoping for a better day tomorrow. I'm hoping a better week next week, a better year next year. I'm going from faith to faith and glory to glory. So hope is a good thing. So put your hope in God today. He's got great plans for you. Had them written down in a book before your mother ever met your father. He's going to order your steps, direct your path, guide you in all truth, show you things to come. It's going to be a great day. God bless, guys. Thanks for listening. Be sure to join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear more of what God can do in your life. He's got a great future for you and your family. We're here to help you get there. Please make sure you visit Joe McGee Ministries on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. There you find all of our Friday funny videos and other encouraging resources for you and your family. While you're at it, be sure to visit joemcgee.com. We have all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it, all there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.